WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number three of the program here on Fun Friday, brought to you by Dee's Hot Dogs in New Bedford. Our Fun Friday question today, because it is the Father's Day weekend, you know, just share your story where your dad kind of made you roll your eyes, made you cringe. Come on, Dad. Ugh, that's so Dad. Share a story like that. 508-996-0500. Then also, remember that today is the Bristol County Celebration of Seniors. It starts in less than an hour at Whites of Westport. It goes from 9 till noon. And you want to get there early if you want to have breakfast. Breakfast tends to be over by like 9:30, 10 o'clock. So you want to make sure that you get there early if you want to take part in the breakfast. But if you don't care about that, there's going to be speakers the whole time. There's going to be information. It's basically like walking around and talking to different organizations that benefit seniors, that have programs that help seniors, and can just provide information that seniors need to know. And Chris McCarthy is going to be there broadcasting live from 9 to noon, so you can say hi to him as well. Matt is on his way over there to help him broadcast, and so stop by their table and say hello. But Chris is going to have a number of the speakers who are going to be presenting. They'll also come and spend some time sitting with Chris so they can talk to all of you who don't get a chance to make it out there. But it's one of our most important broadcasts every year, and so that'll be happening from 9 to noon. But don't worry, even though Chris is going to be on location, I'm still going to be back here in the studio during his program, so he is still going to be giving away Free Food Friday. He will have your chance to win gift certificates to both Rose Alley Ale House and Profile Tavern coming up during his program this morning. Assuming that, you know, he remembers to do them with the all the stuff they'll have going on over there. But 508-996-0500, if you want to call in and chime in. I was just talking to Gazelle and Michael Rock over in the Fun 107 studio during the news break. And I got to tell you, Gazelle was very impressed by the Japanese whiskey education event. He only stopped by for a minute yesterday. But he was very impressed with how that goes. And I'm trying to get him to come on over and hang out with us today from 4 to 6 for the big birthday party. So maybe he'll be over there too. We were talking in the last couple of hours about these two school-related stories. Certainly, we can talk about what's going on with Israel and Iran if you want to talk about that at 508-996-0500. We can certainly talk about a senator being escorted out of a press conference and then placed in handcuffs, put down on the ground, which, by the way, was ridiculously overdramatic. And you can say that it was, you know, overdramatic of him to start yelling out questions, but the way they handled that was also ridiculous, too. The man was not a threat, and they knew that he wasn't a threat. If they didn't already know that he is the sitting senator and the senior senator from California, everybody that was in that building was screened and went through a metal detector before they came in. They knew there was no danger there. But anyway, that's a whole different thing. We can talk about the school stories, which was New Bedford High and New Bedford 3 middle schools are going to be having students put their cell phones in yonder pouches starting in the fall. And also this thing with Westport Elementary School, where they had a no parents at field day policy, which apparently they're not the only school to do that. And as Westport pointed out to Gazelle for the article, they've actually had this policy for a couple of years now. So what are your thoughts on parents not being part of field day? So we can get those calls to 508-996-0500, but let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, quick dad story.
Sure.
Family. We're a family from New Bedford. This is going back to like the late 60s, early 70s. My father would love to pile all my friends into his car and we'd go for a ride wherever. It was kind of cheap, you know, and it took some time. Well, he'd always bring us by Rolling Rock in Fall River. You know where that is on County Street?
Yes.
It's a conglomerate rock left by the glacier. And he would always say, "You see that rock? I put that rock there." So as time went on, now we got grandkids involved, and we go for the ride, and he'd tell the grandkids, "See that rock? I put that rock there." So to this day, as an adult, if I drive by there with a friend, I say, "See that rock? My father put that there." But there's a plaque on the other side that says the glacier left it there.
I would just continue that, make that a family tradition, have that passed down through the generations. And, what's the thing that I say in all of my lectures? It's if the legend becomes fact, you print the legend. So if you keep saying enough, it becomes true.
That's right. It just cracks me up every time I drive by that rock.
That's a great story. Thank you for sharing.
Have a good day, man.
Happy Father's Day to you.
Bye. Same to you.
And
bye.
That's really good. So I've got one that I know my son cringes at. And as I said, he's going to be 21 in a little over a week. And I still say it. And I don't just say it to him either. I say it to anybody. But if you ever tell me that something hurts, if you're ever like, "Oh man, my arm hurts." Like, I can't help it. I can't stop myself. I have to say, "Does your face hurt?" And it doesn't even matter if you give me the opportunity to say, "Well, it's killing me." I'm still just going to say, "Does your face hurt?" And I got to say it all the time. It's like a Pavlovian response for me. I could be standing next to Donald Trump, the president of the United States. I could be standing next to, you know, the King of England. And if they said to me, "This hurts," I'd be like, "Yeah, does your face hurt?" It just comes out of me automatically. Can't help it. So, and I'm sure that made my son cringe quite often. 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. So just going back to this field day thing, because I think that there's a lot of events that parents traditionally would be part of in school that I understand why schools would cut off that access and that parents might not really understand. So I've seen a lot, because it's the end of the school year and that's when a lot of these things happen. So I've seen a lot of folks post on their social media, you know, when they went to their child's classroom because their child was in a school play. They were in a classroom play. I remember going to my son's school when he played Alexander Graham Bell, when they were learning about inventors. And he, you know, had to dress up and portray Alexander Graham Bell. And I remember doing those same kind of things when I was in school. But now, I didn't look at it from the school's perspective until I read this story from Gazelle at WBSM.com and on the app. Every parent that takes out their phone and is recording in that classroom and then posting that to social media, of course you're only posting, you know, your kid, but you're going to catch some other kids in the video. Like, you didn't have permission to record those kids and put them on social media. The same way, I can't, you know, just go walk into a classroom and take a photo of kids and post it up on our website or on our social media. And in fact, I brought this question up when I worked at the Standard Times as a sports writer, because we would write about kids' injuries, and we didn't get the information from the parents. We got the information from the coach. And I brought up the point one time, should we really be doing this? We're writing about a kid's medical situation without their parent or guardian's permission, based on the information that a different person told us. And it was brought up to us before that you know, we had a parent that said, I would prefer you didn't put the injury information in a story because colleges might read that and then might not offer my child a scholarship. And I was like, well, listen, if we put it about other kids, we got to put it about your kids. But if you don't want us to, we got to respect that wish. And then I brought up the fact that we go to these sports games and have a photographer that takes photos that we then publish in the newspaper and put on our website and identify the child in the photo. And I say, you know, do we have permission? Like, do the schools have parents sign permission slips that say that it's okay for us to do that? And the approach was, you know, it's just, it's accepted. Like, it's accept, they know that it happens. So in playing the sport, there's no expectation of privacy. But it's still a little bit weird. Because, you know, they're not in a public place. They're on school property. So it gets a little strange to me. So I understand where the schools are coming from. I get why parents are upset about it, but I think the school's making the right call here. And again, it's just field day, you know? And in fact, field day probably takes longer and is harder to get through if parents are there, because they become a distraction and you can't keep the kids on task and get everything you want to get in the course of a day. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Hi, good morning. I just got done coughing. I'm glad I wasn't coughing when I just answered to you.
I knew to wait.
Yeah, that was nice. I love field day. I just don't get it. So, I mean, I understand nobody wants their child to be on footage, because even the news has to blur out faces when they're reporting something from a school or whatnot.
It sounds like from their response in this particular case that they've got active restraining orders involved with some of the people, or active protective orders involved with some of the kids that go to school there. So there, it seems like there's an actual specific case that's an issue. But I get it. I mean, who wants to have to police that? And it's just easier to make the blanket policy of it's not a parent event.
Right. Yeah, well, field day's fun anyways. They should just be having fun. I always had fun on field day. Did you?
Not necessarily, because I wasn't the most athletic kid.
Oh, really? I got the Presidential Fitness Award.
I got one once, but I was not, like, even when I was a skinny kid, like, I wasn't very athletically inclined. So I liked some of the, I liked the sack race and things like that. But when it came to like doing the 40 meter dash and all that stuff, I was like, I don't need to do this. But I did, like, when I was in elementary school, we had a barbecue as part of our field day. So we got like a hamburger and hot dog and chips and watermelon.
Oh, wow. What are they giving now, I wonder?
I don't know.
We never got food like that. No, not at all. But I was very proud of myself when I got that award. It's a big deal. I worked really hard. I'd stay up to school with the gym teacher. The gym teacher saw a lot of potential in me. I should have carried it through with my athleticism. Did I say that right?
Close enough. Yeah, I mean, it's not for everybody. I mean, my son was a swimmer. And then as soon as he got to the point where they're like, okay, you're ready to compete in competitions, he said, yeah, I think I'm done. He didn't have the desire to compete. He just was doing it for himself.
Hey, you know what? I was thinking, will you ever have a father and son day? I would love for your son to come if he would do that.
Oh, he's got no interest.
We would love to, no interest?
No interest.
Oh, I would love to ask him so many questions about you. It would be fun. But, you know, how neat that you are a father a week after Father's Day. So that's pretty cool.
Actually, when he was born, it was the day after Father's Day.
Oh, day after. Okay, So you really got a Father's Day present.
And many years, his birthday was on Father's Day.
Now, will you and him go and do something over the weekend, or talk on the phone?
Nah, he works, but I did tell him I want to take him out for some legal drinks when he turns 21 next week. So.
You shouldn't know what he likes to drink because he's not legal yet.
But. Oh, he's gonna know by the end of that night, because we're gonna try a little of everything, I think.
He's gonna learn to like whiskey, right?
I would never force him to do it. And he might not want to do it at all. I mean, he's not really a party kid, so.
Yeah, well, that's good. You know, that's really good. Good for you. Well,
I always joke when he was born 45 years old.
Oh, a mature soul. Everybody used to tell me I had an old soul when I was younger.
I've told this story before, but he didn't have a first word. The first thing he said was he looked at my ex-wife and said, "Mom, I think I'm hungry. Can I have some food?"
Well, speaking of food, yes, my beef shake came out really good. I'm so happy I got that. So yummy. So I had a very nice full belly. I have a lot left over, but I'm going to take the rest and make it into a beef stew.
There you go.
Yeah. And my brother, he got blood work done yesterday. The doctor's supposed to come by, do his rounds at 3. Oh, I hope everything is good so he can finally go back to his place. So fingers crossed on that. So it's kind of like it just was a great day yesterday, and so far it's a great morning.
All right. Well, hopefully it continues on for you and it turns into a great weekend.
Yes, absolutely.
I hope it's a sketty roux of a weekend for you.
Oh, thank you. See that? Thanks. Yeah, that's what I wish for everybody.
All right. Well, you have a good one.
Okay. Bye-bye.
And I got to take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments. 508-996-0500. And welcome back in. Say tomorrow, and it looks like the weather might work out. Tomorrow is a very special event happening at Greater New Bedford Voc-Tech. It is a free touch-a-truck event. Sierra's going to be down there from 9 to 11, and she's going to be having a lot of fun with everybody. You know, Sierra gets really into this stuff. I know, you know, she sounds very professional when she's on with Jose Matos on Saturdays on Money Matters, but she's a big kid at heart. And she's going to have a lot of fun down there with all the other kids, getting up close and personal with emergency vehicles from New Bedford Fire, EMS and police, construction trucks, equipment, and more. The New Bedford Mobile Library will be there, and there will be free ice cream for the whole family. And kids, make sure your parents take you there, because when else are you going to get to have ice cream at 9 in the morning, right? And while Sierra is there, you've got a chance to enter to win a family 4-pack of tickets to see Kids Bop in July. The Touch a Truck event is happening tomorrow at Greater New Bedford Voc-Tech from 9 to 11, thanks to the United Way of Greater New Bedford. All right, we've got to take a break here for the news. When we come back on the other side of the news, we will connect with Eric over at the butcher shop. We'll find out what you can get Dad over there. And then we'll talk more with you at 508-996-0500. Just got a great dad story in from Carol Ann that I'm going to share coming up as well. And that's our Fun Friday question of the day. Share your fun dad, funny, you know, cringy, whatever it might be, but share a story about your dad. And we've got some time left at 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. But right now, let's turn things over to Mike Roberts.
A New York mother charged with child endangerment. An iconic record store closing its doors. And would you share your smartwatch data with your doctor?
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
A Long Island woman will be arraigned today on child endangerment charges after allegedly leaving her child alone in the car.
Suffolk County police say the child was spotted by security guards at the Tanger Outlets in Deer Park late Thursday morning. Police arrived at the scene at about the same time as the mother, identified as 36-year-old Yesenia Pinilla, returned to the car. She was arrested. Authorities say the 21-month-old boy was alone for about 20 minutes while the vehicle was running. The boy was unharmed and released to his father. I'm Larry Kofsky.
7 Arkansas families are suing to block a new state law requiring the Ten Commandments to be displayed in all public classrooms.
A federal lawsuit was filed Wednesday challenging the law, which was signed last April by Republican Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders and will go into effect in August. The complaint was filed by the ACLU and 2 other groups on behalf of families who are Jewish, non-religious, and Unitarian Universalists. One of the plaintiffs said the new law will infringe on the rights of parents and create a religiously coercive school environment. I'm Michael Kastner.
A new study shows almost everyone who wears a smartwatch to track activities is willing to share the data with a doctor to improve their health. The study shows 94% of people are okay with data sharing and that nearly half already have shared data. Researchers noted in the survey that about 4 in 10 adults wear a smartwatch, which could lead to more personal health care by reviewing the data on the watch. The study involved hundreds of people, with many in the U.S. A new pill that's taken once a week is showing promise for treatment of schizophrenia. Researchers at Lyndra Therapeutics, a spinoff from MIT, have successfully carried out stage 3 clinical trials on the drug, which seems to be as effective as managing symptoms and medications that have to be taken every day. The drug has been in development for over a decade. It's Friday the 13th, but maybe you'll be lucky if you play Mega Millions. Tonight's jackpot stands at $264 million. The cash option on that works out to about $117 million. Of course, walking away with all that cash won't be easy. Odds of winning the top prize are roughly 1 in $290 million.
Hi, Garth.
Hi.
Where's the clerk? I know. I'll use the May I Help You riff.
May I help you?
Yes, my good man. I'd like to have a look at this Fender Stratocaster, please.
If you want to visit the fictional Aurora, Illinois music store where Wayne and Garth shopped, you have only a month left to get there. The actual California music store where scenes from Wayne's World were shot announced it's closing down in mid-July after 78 years. The current owner of Castles Music in San Fernandino posted on Facebook that he's retiring after taking over the store 48 years ago. A special screening of Wayne's World is scheduled for July 10th at the store before it officially shuts down. How to Train Your Dragon, expected to fly to a fast start at the box office. The live-action remake projected to make between $70 and $80 million in its first weekend in theaters. The film will overtake Disney's Lilo and Stitch, which shook first 3 weeks in a row and has brought in $775 million worldwide. Meanwhile, Materialists is projected to make between $8 and $9 million in its debut.
WBSM Sports.
The Red Sox take on the Yankees at Fenway tonight. First pitch is set for 7:10.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Happy Friday. Hopefully your final day of the work week is off to a great start. I think Mother Nature is doing her very best to cooperate. Temperatures on either side of 60 degrees as we start the day. And by the end of the afternoon, we're around average. The coast in the low 70s. And as you head inland, we're looking at the mid to upper 70s around Bristol County. Not too shabby, especially considering, yeah, we have some clouds this morning, but we will see some sunshine by the afternoon. I'm ABC 6 Chief Meteorologist Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
Yeah, we're going to be checking in with the Butcher Shop coming up in a little bit. They're just a little bit busy over there right now. But I got a great story from Carol Ann that I want to share for our Fun Friday question regarding crazy, funny, cringy dad stories. And she shared a great one here. She says, when I was younger, Aerosmith came on TV and the program announcer said Steven Tyler's age. I turned to my father and said, Dad, you and Steven Tyler are almost the same age. Why can't you be cool like him? He looked at me shocked and said, what? I can grow my hair long, put on leather pants, and take you to school. A few weeks later, I came downstairs to my dad dressed in a Steven Tyler rock and roll outfit, complete with wig and colorful scarves, and he said, okay, let's go. Luckily, he proved his point and didn't actually take me to school. Sadly, he is no longer with us, but as I got older, I realized he was the coolest just as he was. Happy Father's Day, she says. And thank you for sharing that story, Carolyn. That's a great one. And I think, you know, dads are prone to have those moments, too, where they make threats that they never really intend to carry through on, but they just want to let you know that they could if they wanted to. 508-996-0500. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Hey, Jim. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm up here in Mass General. They did my hip surgery yesterday.
No. Everything went okay?
Oh, pretty much, yeah. Had a little issue with blood pressure, but stabilized and getting ready to go for physical therapy. I want to talk about local issues. The stuff that happened overnight with Israel and Iran, that's been kind of building for a while. I wish it didn't happen. Even Trump was kind of trying to push to like leave that alone, but it is what it is. But more importantly, close locally, my thoughts and prayers go out to the Arsenault family and his girlfriend, that boat that sank down in Cape Cod Bay with a couple.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of days ago, the Seahorse. I used to see them once in a while in the off season down in Sandwich Boat Basin, which I know you know very well over there. And it's the hazards of that job. And when I was at the memorial for Memorial Day, like I always do, we were talking like we've been fortunate nobody from my general area has gone down in a couple of years, and so this comes. But it's the nature of the job.
Yeah, it's a very strange, you know, I'm looking forward to them finding out some of the, what they think might have happened, because it's, you know, it's a head scratcher.
The boat was found in one place, not shallow water, but you could see the silhouette. It was not deep, but the E-probe was found on the opposite side of the cape. So I don't know if he literally just lost it overboard and was heading back to his port, and something happened, he rolled over, but. And then there's been two different stories. So there's been no official where they found in the boat or they found on the beach. So I've heard both different stories. So
yeah, they've been pretty, you know, so far nothing. So I got an official statement yesterday from the Coast Guard, and I don't know if it mentioned that in particular.
Yeah.
But I'll take a look at it and I'll let you know if there's any. Oh, yeah, here it is right here.
As soon as it was posted out of WBZ in Boston, a friend of mine linked it up to me. He used to live in New Bedford. He's still in the fishing industry up there, and he linked it to me. And then he asked me, he said, didn't you and I see that boat down in Sandwich in the basin in the off season a couple of years ago? I said, yep.
So the official word here from the Coast Guard in the release they sent out is that they were found on board.
Okay, so they were in the boat. Okay. But so if there's any positive in this, at least this closure, they were found.
Right.
Like when we do that memorial service, it's because people are and they never made it home, lost at sea. So, but sorry, paying for them. And so tomorrow, my semi-pro, even though I'm here in the hospital, I'm working behind the scenes. My team, now the Brain Chief Bombers, most of them were the admirals. We start our season tomorrow.
Wow.
And hopefully, like about half of our team from the admirals and staff is now at this team in Braintree. So, and we play the Boston Bandits tomorrow, and that's the team in Aaron Hernandez, and he killed the player, Gordon Lloyd, from that team. I've always had a real good rapport with that ownership. Matter of fact, that ownership, I was tight with them before the admirals started, so. But I'm glad to see you've been doing good. I see you've been doing a lot of good on self-care for yourself lately. That's good, Tim.
Yeah, yeah.
You talk about the little things you do in your off hours and stuff. You used to run yourself ragged.
Well, still doing that too, but trying to balance it out as much as I can.
There you go. All right, God bless you and have a good Father's Day weekend.
You as well. Heal up and we look forward to seeing you soon.
Sure.
All right, we're going to take a break here. 508-996-0500. You know what? I'm going to just wait a little bit here because I want to make sure I can give the butcher shop a little bit more time to, because they're super busy, but I want to make sure we get them on here because I know they've got some great deals for dad. So before I do that, you know what? You could get your dad for Father's Day, right? What does dad always tell you? What is it? Turn off the light if you're not in the room. Don't leave the TV on when you're not in there watching it. Don't leave the fan on if you're not in the room. You're not the one that has to pay the electric bill, right? You heard that all the time growing up. Well, why not help dad out? Get him a solar system for his home. Help him go solar. And you can do that with the help of Isaacson Solar. Again, they're not one of these companies that knocks on your door and tries to sell you something and then, you know, installs it real quick and moves on to the next town. No, they are here. They are staying here on the South Coast. They're based in Fall River. They're going to do it right. We were talking yesterday about clean lines, no seams. When they install a solar system, it looks like it's part of the structure. So it adds to your home without detracting from your home's appearance. And you can see some of their work on their Facebook page. It's incredible, the stuff that they're able to do and the level of expertise they have in doing it. So if you want to set up an appointment, isaacsonsolar.com is the way to go. I-S-A-K-S-E-N, isaacsonsolar.com. And then once dad has that solar system on the house and he complains about you leaving the light on in the room, you can say, Dad, I know the electric company is paying you. I don't want to hear it. But also, you know, shut the light off. You're not in the room anyway. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be back in a few moments. 508-996-0500. All right, it is time to check in over at the butcher shop. And today, as we're on the verge of Father's Day weekend, we've got a special guest joining us. We've got Joe from the butcher shop. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Pretty good. Yourself?
Doing all right. And I know it's a busy, busy day for you guys over there with Father's Day. Everybody's coming in for meat for dad, right?
I hope so. First of all, happy Father's Day. As long as Mother's Day also, because happy mother, happy father, happy father, happy mother, right?
Absolutely, yes.
Well, we got a lot of good stuff. We started with live lobsters. If you like to have cooked and stuffed lobsters, you give us a call. We'll do it for you. We have good stuff to go. We get over 50 plates if you don't want to cook. We can do them anything for you. You just give us a call, we make the platters.
There you go.
We like chicken Mozambique, shrimp Mozambique, baked stuffed shrimp, cooked pork chops, the little baked potatoes, the Portuguese homemade potatoes out of this world, linguica, pepper and onions for sandwiches. Then we come up with the big porterhouse steaks, ribeye steaks, sirloin steaks, the tomahawks, and much, much more. We have bacon burgers, regular burgers, linguica burgers, chicken burgers, whatever you need. You don't be afraid. Just give us a call. Don't hesitate to call us. Please. Telephone number is 508-994-4942. Then this comes the goodies. We have the Portuguese cheese, spicy. We have it mild. When I said spicy, it's not spicy, sharp. And we have the Portuguese cheeses. We have them all. You just give us a call. Now, the best thing on the table is the red wine or white. Depends what you like. We have them all on special. So come on down. Homemade linguica for the grills. Anything. Linguica burgers. We have the patties. You name it. Just give us a call. Take it over, please. Oh, and we have fresh rabbits. If you want a fresh rabbit for your husband or your grandfather,
or for yourself,
we'll save them for you.
Yeah, anybody who wants it. And, you know, I think the best thing you can get dad is to go by the butcher shop, get him a nice bottle of red wine, some of those delicious Portuguese potatoes, and a tomahawk steak. That'd be the perfect dinner for dad for Father's Day.
Oh, boy. Come on down.
All right. Well, thank you, Joe. We will talk to you, and I hope that you have a great Father's Day, and give our best to Eric too.
I hope so too. The grill is going. The weather's not going to be very good for the pool, but it's going to be good for a cookout.
Absolutely.
You don't have to sweat it out to eat good, right?
Absolutely.
And we make those bacon. We have those chicharrones. Maria just brought them up. Rice puree, my wife, she made all kinds of it last night. Boy, let me tell you, we're on the ball. We want you to be there also.
All right. Well, you enjoy the weekend, and we'll let you get back to work, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, buddy.
All right. That
Happy Father's Day for everybody.
To you as well.
Thank you.
That is Joe over at the Butcher Shop. Go and check him out and stop by. See the Pinaretta family. They've been in business for over 30 years, taking care of the community and providing them with great food, locally sourced food, fantastic stuff. 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. Stop by and get yourself something good. All right, or get Dad something good. I've got to take one final break here before we run out of time, and then we're going to turn things over to Chris McCarthy. He's over at Whites of Westport. They're going to be having the Celebration of Seniors starting at 9 a.m. It goes from 9 till noon, free breakfast. They're going to start serving that right at 9. And, of course, all kinds of information for you to gather. You can walk around, collect pamphlets, talk with people. They always have, some of these tables all have little goodies like stress balls and pens and things like that. And you get to hear some speakers talk about important issues that matter to seniors. And, of course, you can stop by and say hi to Chris McCarthy as well. All right, let me take this break. We will be back in a few moments. Little Papa Was a Rolling Stone there as we head into Father's Day weekend. And I hope all the dads out there have a great Father's Day weekend. Sketty sent one in. She said, stop looking in the fridge. Close the door. She says, that's another dad thing as well. Yep. My dad would say, yeah, it's the same food that was in there the last time you opened the door and checked. Nothing's changed. So I hope that you do enjoy Father's Day weekend, whether you're a dad or not, whether your dad is still with you or not. I hope that it's a nice weekend for everybody. Again, lots of great stuff going on. Celebration of Seniors starting right now until noon at Whites of Westport. Tomorrow, Greater New Bedford Voc Tech from 9 to 11, the Touch a Truck event. Tonight, Stevie's Wine and Spirits from 4 to 6, actually this afternoon from 4 to 6 for their birthday party. All kinds of fun stuff going on. And then, of course, Father's Day on Sunday. And then next week, we'll be back with a whole new week of the program, including our Gen X Files. We'll have another brain freeze question of the week next Thursday. Guests, conversations, topics, more giveaways, more contests for concerts, so much more. But make sure you get yourself over to D's Hot Dogs at some point, whether today or this weekend, and enjoy yourself a dog or two or three. And tell D